We're joined in the media center by top field number one qualifier, Steve Torrence. Steve, you ran a 3.738 at 328.78 miles per hour during our last qualifying session. You saw Leah run a really nice pass right in front of you, and then you were able to lay down a really nice 73. How did that run feel?
You know, we have run well the last three sessions, so the confidence in the car was there for sure. And we saw Jordan Vandergrift go 79, and that's a really good team over there, so I knew that the numbers were out there. And so I saw that car in front of us run, and it did okay. But I got a lot of faith in Richard Hogan and Bobby Lagana. So those guys, they go out and just, they've been aggressive, but they've been smart about how they're doing it. So we went out, and it was kind of surprising to see the 73, but more impressive was the 330 last night. So hopefully, you know, the conditions here on the mountain drastically change every year. So hopefully, I don't know what they'll be tomorrow, but I think that they have a good shot at having that tune-up ready. And, you know, we just need to go out here and try to do the best that we can. I mean, it's the first race of a three-race swing, so the Western swing. So we'll just go out and do the best we can and see if we can go some rounds tomorrow. I mean, that's really what we need to do is maintain where we're at and really concentrate and focus on consistency. And I think that, you know, this place, it's altitude. It can get really hot really quick, and the track can – this is a great track. They have a cooling system in the front, but you can get out there off the cool part and lose traction. So that's going to be a more difficult task for the crew chiefs and assistant crew chiefs. And then, you know, it could be a pedal race. It could be just something where you have to slow them down and slide them down through there. But that's why they get paid the big bucks.
You talked about consistency, and your car is just, it goes down the track almost always. I mean, how important is consistency throughout NHRA drag racing?
It's huge. And to make full pulls consistently is what the biggest factor, I think, is. And a big part of our success, when you go up and race a car that's gone down the racetrack 9 out of 10 times, it puts pressure on you. And I've been on the opposite side of this. I've been where I didn't have the best car, and you go up there and you make mistakes against them, trying to leave first and trying too hard as a driver, and then the crew chief has to try harder because, okay, that guy's been down every lap and quickly, so what are we going to do? And instead of just racing your race. And so that's one thing that Richard does really well is go out and race the racetrack. And the biggest thing I've seen over the last couple of years with him is his confidence level and tuning the car and going out and making those decisions. So, I mean, you know, today and yesterday he's kind of been in a league of his own, just in his own little world over there. I mean, we go 73, next best is 76. We go 77, next best is 81. I mean, that's pretty unheard of, especially even in these times now. So he's just doing a really good job.
Awesome. Questions? All right, we're good. Thank you so much.